Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me again. My name is Swartik Mayanja, and this is the Mayanja Accredited News Network. We are in episode 2 of the Everyday Hero interview series, where I interview people in your life and people in my life that make us smile every day, that do not get the credit they deserve. And today I will be interviewing someone that would literally make your smile better. He's a soon-to-be dentist and my best friend. Let's get this video started.
There is no justice when so few have so much and so many have so little.
Alfred, welcome. Thank you very much for joining. You are my second interviewee.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So this is supposed to be super laid back. But I want to get a good, like, who are you, where are you from, upbringing, that whole shebang. Give me the spiel, rags to riches.
All right. So my name is Alfred, like you said. I'm born and raised in Uganda. Mm. Moved to the U.S. lived in Mass for most of my life. Went to school there up until, like, college. Went to UMass Lowell, and now I'm going to dental school.
Dental school, my God. So why... First of all, that was real quick. That was much quicker than I expected. But when did we decide dentistry? Because I have to be honest with you, Alfred. Out of all the healthcare jobs there are out there, I feel like dentists are the least favorite. I mean, I feel like people like vets more than they like dentists. Oh. Why dentistry? Why? And when did you make that decision?
Well, I think I knew for a long time, since being in high school, I knew.
It's because he has the pearly whites. Look at them pearly whites. Okay.
No, but like, I think you can relate because you're also like a nurse.
And yes.
So like, it's all about giving, like, providing a service to the community, just giving back. And but you don't actually get an idea of exactly what you want to do until you actually get exposure to it. So throughout college and throughout high school, I did a lot of shadowing. Got to see what dentistry is about. Chatted a few doctors, pediatrics, general dentistry, and like, I got to like love all aspects of it. It's like, it has an artistic side of it, and it also has like a
artistic.
Yes, it does.
Artistic.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never had a dentist be artistic with me. Okay, wait. Explain this artistic.
Well, you have to be able to like visualize the shape of the teeth. You have to be able to visualize like how you're gonna like restore the tooth and how it's gonna look in the person's mouth. Mm. So like, you have to be creative in that sense. And then the other part of it is like the science and the biology behind it. And I was a biology major in college, so like, I love that whole aspect of it. So, yeah.
Okay, so you decided when you were in high school, right? High school, and you had exposure to it, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. I also think that's super, super important. I don't know if I decided to be a nurse because I had exposure. Mm-hmm. More like, I think what you said in the beginning, having a job, having a career where you helping other people is huge. And healthcare is like a win-win-win-win-win. Everyone wins. But tell me the process. Now I want to know the process. Explain to me dentistry school. Every time I talk to you, I get like a revelation on how this whole process works. So there's undergrad, there's 4 years of med school, and then there's dentistry. Then you're a dentist. Is that how it works?
Yeah, sort of like that. So it starts at undergrad. You have to just build yourself up, try to build the whole package. It's not about like being the smartest or like the most outgoing. It's a combination.
I'd say 90%. Education, yes. And then 10%, let's round the edges.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. But you have to like have a personality, you have to be relatable, you have to be able to relate to people. So during undergrad, I obviously did well in school, but then also I also tried to get involved. I started, along with my friend, they started the pre-dental club. We tried to like get...
You started a pre-dental club?
Yes, you did.
Was I invited?
No.
Wait, what? So explain to me, what does a pre-dental club do? You guys hand out toothbrushes?
Well, we did some of that, but but a lot of it was just like trying to help each other out, because like, there's this whole test that we have to take to get into dental school. So we helped each other out. Prep for that test, we shared materials and resources, just helping each other out during the application process, because it's a daunting process. So if you don't have someone to support you through that, it can be kind of like tricky.
I remember when you were applying and taking this test. So is there a name for the test?
Yeah, it's called the DAT.
The DAT. So I remember when you were taking this test and you were like out of your mind crazy. I remember like that whole process, and you were telling me something that like was like absurd to me. Uh-huh. You told me that there's like, what, 10 schools in New England? 10 dentistry schools?
There's actually 5.
Five schools that accept dentists. I mean, that blows my mind. Like, how is that possible? Every teenager in America has braces. How are there five schools in New England?
Oh, but they put a lot of students. So it's like, and then there's more schools around the nation. So.
Of course, but damn. Like, because that was just super scary. That was like, I was like, that's nuts. That's
Yeah, it's very selective. It's a very selective
thing. So did you do interviews to get into, like, was it interviews or was it just like, get the test, send in your application and yes or no?
So I took the test like right before the interview cycle started, and then I submitted my application, my results. Unfortunately, I did well enough to get me a few interviews. I actually got interviews at all the schools I applied to. So that was
I'm related to him.
That was a good relief. And then I did the interview process within like 2 weeks. Like all my schools were back-to-back interviews. And then I heard back by December 1st.
Wowzers. Yeah. There's no need to brag though. So now you're in school.
Yeah.
And you're a first year, second year, senior, resident. Where are you? What are
I'm
you
a first year dental student right now. I've only been in school for about maybe like 3 or 4 months. Mm. So I'm getting accustomed to it.
And you have a big test coming up.
Yes, we have a test in 10 days.
And I am very thankful that you took your time out of studying to help me and make this video.
Of course.
But so when I walked in today and I met one of your roommates, I met your friend, mm-hmm. and he's in med school. He's not in dentistry school. Mm-hmm. Explain to me. So you're in dentistry school, but you're taking all the same classes that your doctor mm-hmm. student friend is taking.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So I go to school, dental school in New England. So this is one of the special schools that where we take classes with the medical students. So every single class they take, we take with them, except maybe like one or two, but the basic sciences and all like the biology, the histology, the anatomy, we all take together. So it kind of helps you become more well-rounded dentist at the end. Mm. And you like can treat patients on like a holistic dynamic, you know? So it's a little bit tougher. Like it's really tough because we have to learn a lot of things
that you're not going to ever use ever in the history of your life.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean, you do know that. Let's be real. You're not going to be talking about someone's toenails as a dentist. If you go there and you guys are learning the anatomy of the foot, mm-hmm. you're like, I don't want to look at anything outside of the person's mouth.
You know? Yeah, but it gives you an overall picture of like how the body works and all that. So I'm glad that I came in.
So I asked you to do the thing, and then I did some research. I didn't bring any of my notes, but I remember I'll just throw some stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I remember reading a whole lot of stuff. It was literally a list of things that'd be like, if you have X amount of cavities, you are 3 times more likely to have heart disease. If you have X amount of cavities, you are like 4 times more likely to be obese or something.
Okay.
Like when I was looking this stuff up, I thought like, geez, like, you know, dentists are cool and all, but I had no idea that like just having good oral care was so important to like overall health, right? So I think it is smart that you guys are doing the med school stuff, mm-hmm. like, but I also think that med students should definitely learn. I don't know if they do, but I think med students should definitely learn a little bit about.
It's important to like collaborate, incorporate like all different aspects of the different fields. Yeah. And what's special about the school that I go to is that like we're taking classes together. We also interact with nursing students. We pharmacy students. So we get to like see all these different aspects and understand how they all tie in together, because you're treating a person and they're all different, but like there's different components. We all have to work together as a team to like, you know, treat them.
So, tell me about it. And nurses get the brunt of it. No big deal. I know for med students, they have a million and one specialties that they can choose for, or they could be just a, you know, general. I'm going to be like a internal medicine, mm-hmm. just do general, yeah. PCP. Are there specialties in dentistry?
Yeah, there are a few specialties in dentistry.
Do you have your eye on one? Is there something special that piques your interest?
Not yet. At the moment, I've only like shadowed the pediatrics and in general. So I like dental get to do a little bit of everything. That's why I'm kind of attracted to that. But I don't know for now because I haven't been exposed to the other specialties.
So like I'm supposed to go get all four wisdom, all four at the same time. I'm supposed to get them all taken out Soon.
Okay.
I'm supposed to set that up. I'm just nervous. I'm super nervous. He said that the bottoms I don't have to take out because they're good. Like he says, it's not a problem until they become a problem. But if we're going to take the top two, we might as well take the bottom two.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. I'm like, it's scary. What's it called? Once you're done dentistry school, are you like, once you're done your 4 years after your undergrad, are you able to go in there and start pulling teeth? Or is there extra? Like, is doing surgery extra? Because like, he said that me getting my wisdom teeth out, that's a surgery.
Yes, anytime they like cut into your body and...
Yeah, so do you need extra school? Is there more time? Or do you have to get certified? Is there something extra you have to do after to give you... to get the okay.
Okay, so if you're going to see an oral surgeon, he has to do a residency after that.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, gets a little bit more extra schooling to learn to get more comfortable with those skills, those particular skills. For me, I'm probably going to do a residency after I finish these 4 years, but that's probably going to be like in general dentistry or something.
Albert, tell me why I'm not surprised. What? You're doing another residency? More
it's only
school?
For like a year or two, so. Oh,
okay. But what's it called? So if you decide to do the extra residency, then you become a dentist and you can do oral surgery. Then do you pick, I'm going to do pediatrics, I'm going to do adult, I'm going to, like, or is it all
each good? Specialty has their own residencies and the time you spend in the residency varies depending on like what kind of residency
whatever you decide.
So for general, it's only like a few years, whereas like for surgery, it's like probably a little bit longer because you have to get your MD and your DMD.
Jeez, Lord mercy.
Yeah.
My God. See, that's the thing, man. Being in healthcare is all fun and games, but the amount of school you guys put in there, it's just, it's crazy. Okay, all right. So it's your first year of med school, dentistry school, whatever the hell you want to call it. How much partying have you had? How much time you've been able to party? Have you been able to party?
I think what you're asking is, do I have a social life?
Exactly. That's exactly
yes,
what I know.
Yes, I do. Yeah, we get to socialize.
You get to socialize. Yeah.
I'll just say that.
It sounds like you have a good day off.
Yeah, you have to balance your life, your work and your life. And that's like very important to keep you like sane throughout this whole process because it can be very demanding on you. So you just have to keep your mental health like pretty good.
You have to just keep it balanced?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like the thing is, like I'm a nurse now and I'm going to school and I want to become and get my master's and become a nurse practitioner and all this good, nice stuff. But I'm so tired of school, Alfred. Like, I'm so tired of it. The whole process is just so tiring.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I really do have to tip my hat off to all the doctors, all the dentists, all the therapists, the psychologists, all of you guys who decide to go to 10, 8, 12 years of school. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
No, it's a lot. But if you think about it, if you want to do this the right way and you want to, like, provide the best care you can, you want to go through all the proper prepping, you know, to do it. So
that's cool.
I think that's what humbles us. At the end of the day, you're like, okay, we have to do this because at the end of the day,
you're going
to
provide
the best care. You better do it right.
You better do it right. Oh, don't mess these teeth up. All right. Nope. So when we're talking about teeth, I always thought about this, right?
Okay.
Nowadays, every single person, except for you because you got perfect teeth.
No, I don't.
Every single person gets braces when they're young. Do you think back in the day, people just had ugly teeth and no one noticed because there wasn't an Instagram or YouTube. So people weren't out there, so you didn't notice it. And now, like, that we have all this stuff and people are noticing it and we have the technology, people are starting to get braces? Or have our teeth gotten worse? Like, do you know, like, is that, you know what I mean? Because back in the day, they could not have been braces.
Our teeth, I've only taken, like, a few dental classes. I've taken, like, one or two this block, but...
So you haven't gone to the evolution of the human teeth.
Well, we know that like dental care and oral health has gotten better over the years because like before they used to like wooden fillings or like it wasn't the best care. So now it's improving. And the good thing about dentistry, it's like it advances so quickly and so fast with technology. Like it keeps up with all that. So I feel like people's teeth are getting better and people's oral health is getting better overall. But however, I also learned that some things can't really change. Like our diets are not going to change and our diets affect how our teeth function. So like if we keep eating high sugar foods and like we're not going to keep away from that. So
I'm not. This guy's not.
Exactly. I love my sweets too. So
of course.
That also impacts your oral health.
Jeez. And then like on, so when you guys, you're in the you become a dentist, mm-hmm. you start doing surgery. I noticed that, I don't know if it's just the dentists, but you guys have the best drugs. Because all the YouTube videos of these people with coming out of, they're getting their wisdom teeth pulled out or whatever it is, with the laughing gas and the Novocaine and the, I don't, what's the drug that they use? Is it just an anesthesia they just knock you out?
When you go in for a filling or when you go in for like an extraction?
Extraction. Because filling is Novocaine, right?
Yeah.
And so like extraction, whatever that drug is, it's the bomb. Because there's all these YouTube videos of people coming out of it and they just like on cloud nine, just living the dream. You guys have the best. And I think the laughing gas, I don't know why we don't do that for other healthcare. Like I just never see it outside of going to the dentist. And I would feel like if someone's laughing, how is that helpful to someone who's trying to do their teeth? I never understood that.
I'm not too sure about that.
Sure. So you're in the same place right now?
Figuring it out as we go. And I don't want to, I'm probably not the best resource at this point that. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I really do like those videos. I think they're absolutely hilarious.
I have to check them out. I
mean, people like say the craziest thing. They get really messed up. Like I think drugs in general should all just be legal and we should be able to do that. But that's a different conversation for a different day. So Alfred, are you the only, the little research I did before this interview, I found out that more females are taking over healthcare.
That is true.
I'm a nurse, so I'm surrounded by females 24/7. So it's not a surprise to me because I see females day in and day out. That's all I see. But when I did the research, it's like 2016, 2017 is when they made that flip. And I'm pretty sure, and this is according to like the Department of Justice, Department of Health, whatever, that 2016 to 2017 was that year where it switched from majority male to majority female nationwide when it comes to med school, dentistry school, all the healthcare fields.
Which is a good thing. Yeah,
I think it's an absolutely great thing. Have you seen it? Like, do you notice it?
I've seen it, yeah. I think we have more females in our class than male at this point. It's like it's close to half and half, but definitely more females. And I'm happy to see that. Because we can learn a lot from each other.
Of course. Yeah. And I think it is super good. It's just, it's great. But I'm just saying, is it color-wise?
I knew you were going to get
color-wise, do you see, is it all white? Is it Asian American? Is it Asian Hispanic? Do you see the rainbow or is it a majority of one?
Well, I can only speak from the school that I go to, and I would say there's a lot more diversity than I expected to be coming in. There's actually a lot of colored people from different races, different
So you're not the only African-American?
No.
No?
No, I'm not.
I'm looking outside. I see a lot of snow. I thought the people blended it. But no. So there's a lot of color.
Yes.
All right. And it's good. And there's no, if you know, there's no rough edges. There hasn't been any yelling or screaming. It's been a crazy political season.
No, I don't think so.
You guys don't have time to watch Trump.
We didn't. We actually had our exam before the election. Day before the election.
So, okay. We're done with this politics.
Okay.
You had that huge exam, and then since election, you haven't had an exam. Yeah. Explain to me how that works, because it's been like 2 months now.
Yeah.
So you go 2 months without a single exam?
Well, no. We have quizzes every single day.
Jesus Lord.
Yeah. It's pretty intense. You have quizzes every day. But the good thing is like it's a 10-week block. Yeah. And within those 10 weeks, learn everything you need to know about those. Not everything you need to know, but what you need to know for the exam.
Yeah.
And then after the 10 weeks, you have your block exam. It's like about maybe 4 to 6 hours. And then, then after that, you have like a week off. Or a week or two off, and then, you get to start all over again.
So what's this block exam that you guys are getting ready for this week?
So this week, we're going to be taking an exam mostly about, like, physiology. So cardiology, pulmonology, the GI, we learned about the kidney. So all those things and how they all work together. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think, because I would really want to get into cardiac, telemetry, that whole stuff. I would love to one day work on a cardiac unit, but it's difficult, man. Like I remember just going through that just the cardiac system, just the heart, the lungs, the whole, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. The left side, the right side, this failure, that failure.
It's amazing, though. It's amazing.
So, do you guys do the disease process or do you guys do the anatomy?
We started doing the anatomy and the physiology, like the normal stuff. And then after that, we go into the pathology, like what happens when things go wrong. And I think it's interesting to see like how like fragile we are as humans. And like if one thing goes off, like a lot can happen. So
There we go.
It's really humbling, like I said, but I think it's fun. It's interesting.
Yeah, see, that's amazing that you can say you think it's fun. I mean, people over here crying, dying because it's so difficult. This guy, he thinks it's fun. Hands down, good for you. I think, you know, it's not something anyone can do. Like, I always believe, right? I've had this belief for the longest time that anyone can do anything. They just have to have the opportunity and be pointed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to get into I'm starting to believe that, no, not everyone can do everything. Like, I really think that specific people were meant to do specific things because it's so, so difficult. Like, nursing school is literally the hardest thing I've ever done, mm-hmm. like, ever done. Maybe it turned me off from school. Maybe I decided, like, maybe I'm just not an academic guy, but God damn, man, it was hard. You know, like, when have you hit, like, getting into med school now that you've done a couple of tests, have you hit a point where you're like, I'm done with this?
Not yet. Not yet. I enjoy school, so I don't mind going.
I mean, I feel like process. You have to if you're doing this.
Yeah, you have to enjoy learning. It's always like a learning process. Even after you finish your schooling, you have to be like motivated to learn more things about what you're doing. You know? Yeah. It's the only way you can get better. But there are some times where like, oh, this is crazy. How am I supposed to know all this stuff? Like, how am I supposed to retain all this stuff? But you just do, and you like over time, you like, you know, you pick things up, things click. So I think it's just. Working at it.
Oh God, them flashcards, study sessions. How many people are in your cohort, in your group?
In our group, so the dental students is about 49 of us, mm-hmm. and the med students about 100. So all together, it's 150 of us.
Yeah. 150 of you guys. Yeah. You guys are halfway through your first year.
Yeah.
How many people have dropped out? How many people have failed? Where are the losers and where do they stay?
I'm happy to say no one has dropped out. They're very supportive, the faculty and the whole school, like just trying to help us get through it.
They're supportive.
Yes.
I did not hear that from your friend earlier. He told me that you guys teach yourself. Explain to me this. If you teach yourself, why come to school?
Well, it's just this whole like flip classroom concept that's like emerging in like the healthcare, like mm-hmm. education system. So where like you do a lot of prep work on the front end, and then when you're in class, when you're having time with like your classmates and your faculty, it's more about like applying what you've learned at home
versus learning
in class. And I think that's beneficial because you get to conquer more problems.
Sounds very familiar. Sounds like my nursing program. Yeah. So they were like, for my nursing program, they were making that switch into concept-based learning, mm-hmm. and like you learn everything at home. You come to class and you apply everything you get. What you don't understand is what you bring to class. Not, yes. I don't understand everything. Let's start from scratch. Mm-hmm. Which I thought worked super, super well. I feel like I'm a better nurse because of it. Mm-hmm. I am a nurse because of it. But the difficulty of trying to learn something by yourself at home, it's insane. It's just insane. Yeah, without a direction, I feel like it's so much, right? You come, you go, you look at the textbook, you look at all of the stuff, and it's like a billion things. You get to class and they're like, nope, you don't need to know half of it. And I feel like I wasted so much time.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
It can be overwhelming. Like, especially, I remember us when we all came in for the first month or two, we didn't know what to focus on. We didn't know what direction to go in. We didn't know what resources to use. But then over time, you learn how to learn. You learn about what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And that's like a better way of learning instead of like just like looking at a PowerPoint slide and just like having someone talk at you instead of you like conversating with them, talking about ideas, bouncing ideas back and forth.
So is it a lot of study groups? Is it a lot of group projects? Do you guys like case studies? How do you do the applying?
So all this learning we approach, it's within the curriculum. You learn within groups. So like you have to answer these questions with your teammates. Like that's like all integrated in your curriculum. However, outside of class, people do develop like little study groups. Like
Of course.
So, but some people are very independent. They like to study on their own. So it depends on like what works.
And you?
I do a little bit of both.
You do a little bit of both.
I like to talk. I like to talk through ideas.
You, knowing you, you're definitely more on the quiet end.
You can say that.
Quieter. I can say that. I know that. So you're definitely on the quieter end. Are you the type that sits, you know, you sit down, you give the information you can, mm-hmm. then you sit back, you let everyone else talk, take your notes, and you walk out? Or are you like, no, we're doing A, B, C, D, done, get out. I don't care what you say.
I'm more like sit back and like observe. I'm
the exact opposite. But like the thing is, I get... If you ever were to work with me,
okay.
the less I know, the louder I am. Because I believe if I'm talking louder, if I'm saying more, they won't know that I didn't study. Right?
Yeah.
But if I don't, if I know my shit, I could say, that might not be right. I read that.
But you have to be careful because people are on top of their game. And like, if you say something, they'll know.
That's the thing, because like... Undergrad is undergrad, right? Mm-hmm. That first program, like you have to finish that and you have to be good at that, right? And then you get into med school.
Yeah.
And now it's not you and the athlete in the corner who could care less about the, you know, freaking pottery class.
Hey, we have a lot of athletes in our class too.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
And I tip my hat off to them because that's insane. But I'm saying you don't have the athlete who doesn't give a shit about the class. You have the students who are there and like have dedicated their next 4 years and mm-hmm. understand there's a specific goal.
Yeah.
So is that different? Like,
yes.
Do you feel, is it intimidating being around straight A students 24/7 all day?
I wouldn't say intimidating, but there are some people who are like, wow, they're so like, you're impressed by how smart they are. You're impressed about how efficient they are. But we all bring something different to the table. That's like what you have to remember. So I might not be the smartest, but I have my like experiences from before I came to dental school, or like I have like the cultural background. So it depends on like how you're approaching the situation. And we all learn differently, but the thing about this whole like group learning and the whole flipped classrooms, like, none of us have exposure to this. So we're all learning as we go.
That's the worst. That's the worst. I'm telling you, because no one knows what's the right and the wrong. And then you get into class and people are arguing. And then you have the teacher that clarifies it, which mm-hmm. is really nice. And the thing is, I love that.
Yeah.
It's because if you have two different people seeing it in two different ways, mm-hmm. and then you think it's this and you think it's that, and then you get the actual explanation, mm-hmm. everything starts to make sense. You're like, oh, now I understand why you thought that. Now I understand why what I thought was wrong.
Exactly.
And then it makes you understand it even a little bit better.
Yeah.
Which I love that group, you know, mm-hmm. let's mess each other up and then figure it out at the end. I think that's absolutely great. So cultural background, do you see yourself working here in the States, in Mass? Do you see yourself working outside of the country? Do you see you going back home?
Probably since I got my training here, I probably most likely would stay here mm-hmm. in the U.S.
I'm sorry. So real quick, is it like if you decide to go to California, is it a different thing you have to take? Like, are you licensed? Are you licensed? Once you move around in the U.S., mm-hmm. do you have to do any work?
Okay. Once you get your degree, like your DMD or DDS, you can work anywhere mm. in the U.S., however, you have to get licensed within each individual state.
So it's paperwork. It's not like a test or something.
Well, you have to take a test or it's a licensure test.
Jesus Lord. Really?
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, but this is the only way you can keep track of like people's skills.
Of course, but still. I mean, if you're a dentist, you're a dentist. You know, it's the same thing. Are braces Invisalign... Is there a difference? Is one better than the other? Do you know yet?
Depends. I'm not too familiar with orthodontics, but I think they're similar.
They're similar. Yeah, because I just want to know, because I don't know if like the Invisalign is worse or just better if you want to look better while you're getting better.
Yeah.
And dentists are, I mean, braces are the real thing that will get you fixed, but it takes longer / looks worse.
I think it depends on like the severity of the case, or depends on like the person themselves and what they prefer and what you know works for them.
Perfect. I really do appreciate this entire interview, but mm-hmm. like before I leave, I always like to ask, for those young lads, young gals out there who decide, oh my goodness, I love the dentist, no one said, who want to become dentists, uh-huh. who want to become orthodontists, who want to do teeth,
yeah,
which I can't understand, what do you tell them?
Just work hard at it.
Just
work hard at life.
put all the chips in.
Yes.
All the chips in the same boat. Let me become a dentist.
Well, no, I would explore other careers before you actually make your actual final decision. But it's good to get like exposure. Just like see what's out there. It doesn't matter if it's dentistry or medicine or
nursing. Doesn't matter if it's nursing, because nursing is great.
Yes, nursing is great. But just explore and see what's out there.
And then lastly, first year of med school, right? First year of dentistry school. Mm-hmm. 5 years from now, mm-hmm. when you own your own practice, when you're pulling teeth out of random people, handing out Invisalign, right. when you're the biggest dentist, when you're the dentist version of Dr. Oz and you own your own ABC channel and you're chilling with Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Can I interview you once again 5 years from now?
Let's check my schedule. No, definitely, of course.
So you heard it here first. Alfred, thanks again for doing this. I really hope that you passed. I know you'll pass. I can't wait for you to clean my teeth when I'm older and you can take care of me, give me some of that laughing gas. Tell me what you guys think. Let me know. Alfred, I'll put his Facebook page in the link below. You guys can catch him. You can talk to him about whatever you want to talk about, teeth and all that good stuff. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Everything will be in the description box below.
See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.